problem of interrupting each other.
We still do.
We still do. I'm Tom.
I'm Lewis.
And welcome to the Food Frenzy Podcast. Welcome to the first episode of the Food Frenzy Podcast. We're really excited to get this underway. Here, second semester has now started. Podcast for Francis Howell North is now on Spotify.
Woo!
And Podbean. Yeah, we're really excited about that. So it's going to be even easier for all of you guys to check out all the podcasts we're producing out here and kick off this new semester. Lewis and I are starting the Food Frenzy Podcast, where we're going to be looking at what we do with Food Frenzy, more in depth into our episodes, kind of a behind-the-scenes take, as well as some additional interviews, some additional reviews, all, of course, focused around food and Food Frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty excited.
Yeah, we are excited.
So today we're just going to be talking about like where we began with Food Frenzy. All right, so do you remember where the idea came from, Lewis?
It was kind of towards the beginning of the school year, and we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do. I think you and me both really wanted to do something kind of with food, and that was interesting to watch. I personally just wanted to do something that I enjoyed to do and wasn't like a pain to make. And like with Food Frenzy, I'm excited to make the next episode and I'm excited to edit it. And
yeah, exactly. It doesn't feel like work.
No, it's just super fun. It's just overall a really fun experience. And, that's mostly what I was looking for. I love food, cooking, eating, you know.
Yeah, who doesn't love food?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the same way. We both work at restaurants. We both love food, eating food, cooking food. So we're not experts in the category of food, but we know enough.
Mm-hmm.
And just enough to get by.
Yeah, I don't really know how the exact idea really came out to form.
I mean, the way I remember it is we and you were standing across from a table. We just looked at each other and we're just like, we need an idea today. So we need to get started on something, you know, enough procrastinating on making a final decision. So we just kind of settled on it. Mm-hmm. But it worked out perfectly. We've had a ton of fun doing this. We love reviewing food for you guys, getting out the high schoolers' take on the new food that is coming around out in our area. So when we first started Food Frenzy, what were the skills that you would say you had or we had as a team
little
to actually make these episodes?
Little to none. We had pretty much just us two being goofballs, recording ourselves, not really knowing what all to do, like how to outline the videos. And like, I mean, from the viewers... from watching the first episode to the most recent one that we posted, there's a big difference.
Big difference. Our first one was like 30 minutes for no reason because we just went so in depth on the burger.
Mm-hmm.
We were describing it. We were basically describing a cheeseburger to a vegetarian.
That week was, that week was so stressful because
it took us like 3 weeks to edit.
Yeah. Editing that video was our first video we've ever. So the pub program uses Adobe programs, and so we have never used anything like that before, and so it was our first time editing, and it just took forever because we had to learn everything, and we had we brought two cameras, so much equipment.
We ended up just recording on our phones.
Yeah, we just recorded on our phones
because the phone just fits on. So when we're recording Food Frenzy. Here's a little, I guess, behind the scenes action here. When we record, I just set my phone in my radio, dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have the front facing camera on because that's the only way to do it without, you can't just set a nice camera up.
No,
you know, and
fall.
Record.
Have to buy a custom thing to fit on your car. And that's
and
not the budget.
We prefer to spend our money on the food.
Yeah. For sure.
But budget's been running low, though. We've gone a lot of places.
Yep.
We got some big plans, though, coming up,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Big plans.
Big plans. Big plans. So what all went wrong in that first episode?
So starting off, it was hot as, like, it was super hot.
It was so hot. We were sweating, and, like, we can't use the air conditioning in the car because it messes up the audio. So we were, like, sweating profusely, just sitting in my black car with an all-black interior, trying to review a shake, or, like, a melted shake. At least the cheeseburger stayed warm.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, that was, it was super hot. And we also recorded a lot of footage. We didn't really.
So much more than we needed.
Yeah.
That one, it took us like 2.5 hours to record that day. And now it takes us like an hour.
Yeah.
Mostly just because we have to drive between the two places.
Yeah, mostly it depends on how close the places are to each other. But, I mean, those are my big two that we. And just like with editing and like knowing what to keep in and what to say to just make it easier.
Yes, exactly. Because in our first episode, we always had the problem of interrupting each other.
Yeah.
Like, we still do.
We still do.
But I mean, like, we would interrupt each other when we would say like really important stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that made editing way harder than it should have. Mm-hmm. So what all goes into a normal episode of Food Frenzy now?
Just, you know, know what we're doing, know what we want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not a ton of planning. I think we just, because you have to go in and give an unbiased review, so you can't plan too much, you know?
And with our type of, we are running kind of more of a vlog-style video, and I think that's both what we enjoy more. And so with that, you can't really just have a script and, like, go off of that with everything.
We just document exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, same with this, you know, just wrote a couple questions down for ourselves so that we know where to go when we're talking about this, you know?
Guidelines.
So what is your favorite episode been so far?
The most fun was definitely whenever we made the pie.
Oh, the pie was so much fun.
I was so excited for it, and then, like, just, like, recording and doing all that was just so much fun. We got to have, like, a big boy setup, two cameras, even though it didn't really work that much.
Yeah, because we kept running out of storage on our SD cards, so there was nowhere for the footage to go when we recorded it.
Mm-hmm. We had, like, switched up to my phone towards the end of the video.
Yeah. Don't forget if you haven't watched that pie episode yet, definitely go do that. That's on FHN Today YouTube, where we post Food Frenzy just about every Thursday, three times a month or so. Mm-hmm. Check out Food Frenzy.
Is that your favorite too?
The pie. The pie was definitely my favorite to record. I think that's just the one where we had the most fun with. It was like so stressful.
Yeah.
We were doing it because it took so long. We had so many everything imaginable went wrong, but it came out great.
Yeah, and it came out decently good. Everyone's like, was it actually good? I'm like, duh.
The pie was great. So the thing is, the only part of the pie that I actually cut in, like, you know, I cut into the pie and, like, the bottom was gone. Like, the bottom was just liquid and it, like, didn't look great. That was the only part of the pie that actually looked like that. Like, I ate the rest of the pie, like, with my family and stuff, like, after, because he just left it there at my house. And we finished the pie and the rest of the pie was, like, a normal pie. You know?
Yeah, that was super good.
It was great. It was a wonderful pie. Stay tuned for more cooking with Tom and Lewis in the future.
Yeah, if you guys like, we're trying to, so with Food Frenzy, we're trying to switch it up between, like, just doing, I don't really know if we explained this that good so far, but we want to have different types of videos.
Segments,
in Food Frenzy, so instead of, like, the verses of just comparing two places we would like to cook or, like, just go to one place and just have different things to kind of switch it up.
Yeah. So, like, we have – I know one segment we've done are things that usually don't belong at a restaurant. Like, Lion's Choice has ice cream and it's a roast beef place. Not something that you'd usually expect, but it turned out to be great. You know, we have – Food Frenzy Versus, where we pit two restaurants against each other to see which one provides the superior dining experience, as we usually put it.
Yep.
And what else? Food Frenzy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where we cook things in the kitchen.
pretty much. Yeah, there you go. There it is.
And then we eat them. Mm-hmm. And then we review our own masterpieces.
Yeah, so they all pretty much have the same kind of
theme,
but switching it up a little bit. And
then, I mean, the purpose of Food Frenzy in the kitchen is so that you guys feel better about yourselves as chefs.
Yeah, and me and Tom can't go out buying two things from two different places every week.
Yeah, because that gets expensive. So if anyone wants to donate to the Food Frenzy budget.
To the Food Frenzy budget. Walk by the pub room.
Slip a dollar under the door with a little note on it. We will accept all donations. Can we even say this?
Manful's going to shut it down. Pops out from the ceiling. Manful, dog.
So what are the plans for the future of Food Frenzy, would you say, Lewis?
Just keep having fun, you know.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun
with it. We find that if we have fun with the episode, then it is successful, you know. And we've had fun with every episode so far, you know. Mm-hmm. But when we have fun recording, we have fun editing, and that just makes it a more enjoyable experience.
For everyone.
Yeah, you know, and it's obvious that we have a good time making it. It's obvious that you guys will have a good time watching it.
Yeah, the support's been kind of, like, more than I thought. Like, I'm getting people coming, like, saying stuff to me about, like, the videos of people I've never really talked to before.
Exactly.
And I honestly was not expecting that, really, and we are starting to be pretty popular on FHN today.
Yeah, we've been getting, like, I don't think we have one under 100 views, and I was expecting, like, 15 views max a video, so I didn't think we'd ever get the whole editing thing down, honestly. that's a miracle
still
in itself.
Yes.
Yeah, every single episode, I feel like we learn a new editing trick. Mm-hmm. Like, we learn something every single time.
For sure. There's so many, and there's so many things to learn.
Oh, it's such a huge program, and, like, we only know, like, the basics almost, you know? But it's great. It's great. It's a ton of fun to record. It's a ton of fun to keep you guys going with it. So if there's anything you guys want to see for the future of Food Frenzy or the Food Frenzy podcast here, please just let us know. You can reach out to either of us, mm-hmm. or you can DM FHN today. If you guys have suggestions, just anything you want to see, let us know. We'd love to hear your guys' suggestions. We would love to hear from any of all of you.
Yeah, we don't turn anything down.
We don't turn anything down. Oh, yeah, comment on our YouTube videos.
Yes, please.
Please comment on our YouTube videos. We tried to do a...
like a shout-out.
A shout-out to the top, like the top comment and stuff. And then people stopped commenting. And that was it.
What was your cousin's name? What the heck?
Sarah,
what the heck?
She commented.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, nobody else commented.
Shout out Sarah.
And then one time an El Primo commented.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Shout out that guy.
Guy's a beast.
Yes.
So thank you so much, guys, for tuning into this first episode here.
Now on Spotify.
That's
awesome.
The Food Frenzy podcast is now on Spotify, along with all of the other podcasts here on FHN today. We're on Spotify and Podbean, but we're on Spotify. So just check us out on Spotify. We know everyone has Spotify.
Word.
Sauce. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for letting me be in your ears.
See you guys later.
Year.
Peace.